Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Dirk Dunham, who is Calhoun County Director of Emergency Management at the Office of the Sheriff. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I wanted to follow up with you after the storms of last month, May 29th to be exact, and see where the area of Battle Creek got hit pretty hard compared to other areas in Michigan that had some strong winds and some straight line winds, and just wanted to see how the recovery process is going.
Well, first of all, it's funny to hear you say May 29th because it seems like such a long time ago. It's been 3 weeks, pretty much a nonstop process, particularly when it comes to the debris removal, the removal of trees for the most part. But this has been was an extremely serious storm for Calhoun County, primarily the city of Battle Creek, and including Emmett Township, as well as parts of Marshall and Athens. So it's a significant event for us, Cheryl.
Now, you talk about the removal and folks who haven't been through storms and so forth. I don't think they understand the undertaking that is. Removal of just, let's start with trees, much less debris.
Yeah, well, you know, the first 72 hours, and that should be taken, you should take that softly when I say 72 hours. It could be less, it could be more, are considered actually an emergency time period. The very first thing that we have to do when you have this many trees come down, and as you know, we had thousands of trees come down, is to make sure that all roadways are cleared big enough to be able to get at least a fire truck through. So that those first few hours are absolutely critical in making sure that all the roadways are cleared for emergency personnel.
Now, clearing an area like that large enough for a fire truck to get through, that's huge. That's huge in enabling an emergency vehicle like that to get through an area when it's been so devastated.
Well, that's exactly correct, and the problem in this case is that it wasn't, one or two or three square miles. It was, it was a huge area. So you're dealing with dozens and dozens of roadways that needed immediate attention. Heaven forbid that there was any type of emergency that required fire equipment or police equipment or even an ambulance unable to get through. And what makes it even worse is that during a storm of this magnitude, there are chances that you would have these type of calls on a much higher scale than any normal day. So it's a bad combination. You need to get those roadways cleared as soon as possible, and you try to develop a priority scale, which is hard to do, but the main roads have to come first. We have to get down the main roads first, and so that first 72 hours was quite an undertaking and certainly taxed the local agencies.
What about injuries or loss of life? Were there significant injuries or loss of life from these storms?
An amazing thing for us, I'm very glad to report to you that we did not have any deaths, fatalities, and we did not have any serious injuries as a result of the storm on May 29th.
That is stunning. I was surprised after surveying some of the damage and working with my kids to help remove some trees in the Eaton Rapids area from the storms the same day, that was determined to be straight-line winds when there were a couple of homes completely destroyed. Has there been a determination made in the storm that hit your area yet?
That's probably one of the most asked questions. And the National Weather Service has been down on a couple of occasions to survey the area in great detail. And they are formulating a final report with their findings. I can tell you that we are pretty confident that a majority of the damage was as a result of straight-line winds. Now, that's not to say that there was not some tornadic action, but that is yet to be fully determined. The majority of what we had to deal with was a result of straight-line winds, which blew in excess of 100 miles per hour.
Well, and as I talked to some folks in this area, Dirk. They said, does it really matter when the house is gone? Does it matter what you label it? And that's kind of a good.
Yeah. You know that's probably one of the better questions I've been asked in the last couple of weeks, and I'll tell you why. For the most part, the psychology that people have, tornado bad, thunderstorm, you know, fun to watch, the rain and, you know, the thunder, and your pets hide under the bed, but other than that, it's not a big deal. This was an eye-opener to a thunderstorm, and it reminded people that a thunderstorm with heavy winds can be every bit as dangerous as a tornado can be. And most people just, they don't think of that, or they don't recognize that as a possibility. So you don't have to have the word tornado in order for it to be as bad as it was. And this demonstrated that to a T.
Did the emergency system work? I mean, you're director of emergency management. There, did everything work as it's supposed to? I know you go through drills all the time, and you have a system set up. Did that all work for you?
Yeah, I'm very satisfied. I think primarily with the coordination and the efforts combined from all the agencies. It's not one of those things that I could wave a magic wand as director and just make everything better. It took all the area agencies, the fire departments, the ambulance service, all of the various police organizations. It took a lot of different coordinated efforts for us to really hit it hard those first few hours and that first couple of days.
And what about... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say my hat's off to them.
Well, and it takes so many people to make an event like this, the aftermath of it, work smoothly. What about, I have heard quite a bit about volunteers, people just jumping in your area, in the community, and doing what needed to be done, unsung heroes, as it were.
Hey, there's no way I would not want to mention the use of volunteers. It's incredible. It was truly remarkable. There were volunteerism. The volunteerism that took place in this particular case happened on several levels, and I'll give you those real quick. One level was the farmer helping the farmer. In other words, there was devastation on one farm, and so, you know, the area farmers, particularly in the Marshall area, would pull together and help each other, and then they'd go down and help the other guy's house and so on. And then when you start getting into the more of the metropolitan areas or the city of Battle Creek and Emmett Township, it was neighbor helping neighbor. And then beyond that, we had volunteer services such as the Red Cross, the Southern Baptist organization, which is still cutting trees as we speak, donating their time and equipment to help clear trees and help homeowners, help private homeowners recover from this. Our local CERT team, which is a community emergency response team, trained volunteers that came out and helped. And so the list just goes on and on. And without the volunteerism, without the volunteers, this would have been a completely different operation.
Well,
it would have been much more difficult.
Well, yeah, I'm sure of that. We had just a minute to talk when I called you earlier, and FEMA, I know, was out, I believe it was this last week, taking a look. So we're just waiting on reports from that, and time will tell?
Exactly correct. FEMA was out, along with members of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management Division, as well as the Incident Command Staff, which obviously I sit on that. We all pooled together on Friday, a long day, about 7 in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, and then Saturday about 7 in the morning until around 3, 3:30, pretty much did assessments, a lot of traveling, driving around, stopping, photographs. And this information that was collected is two things, actually. Number one, it's a verification of the local energy that went into taking photos and assessing the damage, the local damage assessment teams. But the other part of this, and the most important part, is all the data that was collected goes now to literally the governor's office, and that they're his to the governor's team, and through the cooperation of FEMA and the Michigan Department of State Police Emergency Management Division, look at this going to a federal level. And so it must now be analyzed. The data is now carefully analyzed. And as we speak today, it is going through that analyzation.
Very.
I would hope that there would be some kind of word on what the findings are later this week. Now, I have to, a cautionary note, what they decide to do, what they're able to do legally, it is something I can't even guess on. It could be help for municipalities. It may be nothing. So it's really hard for me to say if they are going to help, what kind of help it would be. It's impossible for me to say right now.
Sure. Well, that's a process that does take some time, and we'll follow that along. So it sounds like the recovery process and rebuilding process is going as smoothly as is possible after an event like this.
Yes. As of today, and we're monitoring this constantly, we are about 50% city of Battle Creek and about 50% Calhoun County, the out county area, including Emmett Township and Marshall. So I would say, you know, based on what we really have had to deal with, we're in pretty darn good shape. And it looks a whole lot different around the county as we toured. And certainly the volunteers, I just can't say enough about them and the, you know, the miraculous job of neighbor helping neighbor, you know, the American way, I guess is another way to put it.
Well, that's the good thing that comes out of, the silver lining that comes out of events like this. Dirk, thank you for catching us up and giving us your perspective on all this. And we'll follow up again at a later date as developments warrant. Thank you.
It was my pleasure, Cheryl, and have a great day and have a safe day.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dirk Dunham, who is Calhoun County Director of Emergency Management at the Office of the Sheriff. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.